بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as far as dreams are concerned. Inquiring if anybody saw a dream. Sayyiduna Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regularly inquired if any of his companions had seen a dream. Thus, if any Sahabi had a dream, he would relate it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's keenness in dreams was due to the fact that a mu'min's dream constitutes glad tidings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and true dreams is a component of prophethood as it is a mode of divine revelation. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would inquire as he was most capable of interpreting the dreams favorably. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would generally inquire after Fajr if anyone had seen a dream. Narrating one's dream for interpretation. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, any Sahabi who had a dream would narrate it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I also had a desire to see a dream so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would interpret it for me. Hence, I slept one night and had a dream. Note, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certain companions used to have dreams and they would relate these to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for interpretation. At that time, he was a youngster and he lived in the masjid until he got married. One day he said to himself, if there is any good in you, you will also have good dreams like these people. Before going to bed that night, he supplicated to Allah Ta'ala thus, O Allah, if there is any good in me, then show me a good dream. Being fond of pleasant dreams, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very fond of pleasant dreams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would even ask if they had seen any dreams, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would interpret them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.